Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara here at WATD at our kitchen table, I like to say. I have Jesse manning the phones with me this morning. Haven't seen you in a few weeks. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am sad that the Patriots aren't in the Super Bowl.
I know. You know what? Yeah, it's a little sad, but you know what? They did pretty good for what they had. I mean, I know nothing about football, but I think something about their offensive line or defensive line was maybe off a little bit.
Offensive line, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So whatever.
Injuries.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, whatever. But it's still going to be a good game, some really good commercials. That's what I look forward to anyways, halftime show and all that. I see Larry in there as well. So good morning, Larry. Larry's one of my favorites here at WATD as well, too. So everybody knows Larry during the week. He has me on his show every so often as well, prompts me unexpectedly. So maybe I'll do the same thing to him this morning. I'll ask you a real estate question. How's that sound? Yeah, it sounds good. Larry's actually very good at real estate, by the way.
Well, he should be.
Yeah.
Listening to you all the time,
well,
the expert. If
he ever gives up like this radio show gig he has going
on,
I'm taking him right into the real estate world with me. So, and again, you hear my sidekick, the one and only Cindy Ford. Good morning, Cindy.
Well, good morning. Oh, my goodness. Snow.
Yeah.
Trees.
I'm
exhausted.
Yeah. It's a lot out there. You know, I got to tell you, there's something going around there. I don't know. I thought mine was just like exhaustion from New York, and I thought I'm really getting old. But, you know, I've been sick, and I was actually, yesterday was good because it snowed, and I was like, we're just going to cancel the meeting. It's too dangerous for everyone to drive for the office meeting. And I literally stayed in bed all day yesterday. And at one point, I looked up and I saw like a puff of white smoke. Well, hello. A puff of like it was like snow. And I thought, oh, Mark must be taking the snow off of the limbs, and I said nothing, and then I just rolled over, and I was in and out of sleep all day. And then later on that night, he came up, and I said we were taking the snow off the things. He goes, no. And I said, oh. And he looked out, like a whole tree like fell down in my backyard. Thank goodness he wasn't under it. And again, saddest
awful
thing.
I can't even
really go there, but obviously our condolences are going to that family in Canton with that beautiful little six-year-old redheaded girl. So
we can't go there because we'll cry. I'll cry. I can't go there.
But anyways, thoughts and prayers, and everyone I'm talking to is talking about that as well. So we also have like a first timer here as well. He's probably like, when do they introduce me? I'm like sitting here waiting and waiting. So we have Eric Thorbon.
Yes. Hmm. Excellent,
good.
Sharon.
How
well
is
done.
That? Thorbon from Fairway Mortgage. Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
I have to move over here a little bit. You tried to hide from me. That's what you were trying to do behind all these microphones. Oh,
it's just my rookiness coming out.
Boy, you have like a radio voice. You know, Dave said it was him, but I'm pretty sure it might be you.
Yeah, I think Dave said
I have a face for radio. I think that's what he said.
He did say that.
Well, maybe he did say that, but no. But he did the commercial. He did Dan's commercial. Did he do your commercial as well?
Oh, he loves that.
Yeah, so we'll have to get him on here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's
his specialty over there?
Dave's good at everything, which is pains me to say because I'd love to bring up a lot of bad things about Dave. Yeah. But Dave, everybody loves Dave. Dave's the greatest guy going.
Dave. Yeah, he is. He really is a good guy. So again, we have Eric Thorbon from Fairway Mortgage who's joining us. And we had Daniel Mann. I like to say Daniel Mann.
Instead of Dan Mann.
Instead of Dan
Mann.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had Daniel Mann here last week from Fairway Mortgage. And he was awesome. He was talking about veterans. And I hear one of our WATD listeners actually chimed in.
Absolutely. He came in this week. We're so excited.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really great.
Oh, that's
and it
great.
Was it was great for us because he was in the midst of refinancing, and he was going with one of the larger national lenders that you might see on TV, maybe on one of the cable news shows.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he was getting a really good quote, which the day that he called Dan, we didn't have that rate. But all we had to do was get the information from him, bring it to corporate, reduce the price and match it so we can, because he's a vet. You know, it's all about the vet. So he came in. Yeah, it's really important. It's in the DNA of the company. It really is.
You know, you tell me. That's why I love you guys there.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
You know, you give it out in slices, it comes back to you in loaves. Yeah. So I'm really glad that you guys were able to come through. And that's one of the things, Eric, I don't even know if you listened to last week's show, but when we had Dan on, you know, being the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate and, you know, here with our WATD listeners, I mean, they really do take the advice. All of our clients do send, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know, of, you know, who we refer to them. So I truly, in my heart of hearts, know that we refer the best of the best. And that was such a prime example of why I'm thrilled to have Fairway as part of, you know, one of the preferred partners over at Boston Connect Real Estate. It's just, I just know that you guys are always going to take care of the people we send your way. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. So today we're going to talk about something that I know nothing about. So, and I'll be honest with you, I have always been hesitant. I have been approached by several other loan officers from other companies to sort of tackle this topic. And since I didn't know a lot about it, it was always sort of a dangerous place for me to be because the only thing I knew was the negative press. So we're going to be talking about reverse mortgages, and I know that you have a lot of great stuff to share with all of our, I hate the word stuff. Is there a better word than stuff?
Material.
Yeah, that's
information.
Information's a good one.
Yeah.
See, that's why you're here. That's why we love you.
We're like racking our brain for like this big $50 word.
Right.
We don't. Like knowledge.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Stuff.
Stuff. Well, stuff.
Tell us stuff today.
Yeah,
love stuff.
So, and again, this is a talk real estate radio show here at WATD. Jesse is waiting for your phone call, 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. So if you're taking a break from shoveling that very, very heavy snow, take breaks, and listen to WATD. They'll give you the best news and updates on everything that's going on the South Shore as well. So, so tell us, what is a reverse mortgage and why should I not be afraid of it?
Okay, well, a reverse mortgage, better known as or officially known as a home equity conversion mortgage. So a lot of people in our business call it a HECM.
Okay.
It is part of the only similarity to a traditional forward mortgage is it's a lien on a property. It's other than that, it departs greatly because it's closer to a financial planning product than it is a mortgage.
Okay.
So a reverse mortgage, real quick, sort of a 1,000-foot look at it, is a mortgage which is put on a home for someone that's age 62 or older.
Mm-hmm.
It replaces their lien, so it pays off their current lien or puts a lien on the property. It's a negative amortizing loan. Mm-hmm. So the balance on the mortgage will rise over time,
mm-hmm.
which is what people are very leery of, and mm-hmm. rightfully so if they don't understand it.
Yeah.
The mortgage does not require any mortgage payments.
Okay.
For as long as you live in the home.
Okay.
You do have to make your real estate tax and homeowners insurance payments, and you have to upkeep the home, but mm-hmm. there's no payments required. There's most of the time a line of credit attached to it that can rise over time. And the amount of money available on a reverse mortgage is determined by three main factors: the age of the youngest spouse.
Okay.
The value of the home, and the current interest rates.
So does the age of the youngest spouse have to be 62?
Technically, no. There's a provision that's put in the product over the last several years to cure one of the problems with the product. So you made a really, I think, a common point, which is most of the information you heard was negative.
Yeah.
And without a doubt. And there was a lot of negative press. And quite frankly, some of that negative press was warranted.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much on the product, but the utilization of the product.
Well, and that's what I always had a hard time with, is because I felt like, you know, the perception that I had was that this was just a really good way for people who didn't have a mortgage, for seniors to be taken advantage of. That's really how I looked at it. And I just had a hard time, and I guess shame on me for not educating myself better. Okay. But everything happens for a reason. Now you're here to teach me everything
I
you know.
Geez, I wouldn't say shame on you. I think it's you're in the. Sorry, my voice went out, so I can't hear anything.
Can you hear us now?
No, but can you hear me?
I can hear you. Fine. Okay. I wonder why.
No, that's okay.
Can you hear us at all now? No. Okay, Jesse.
But not
a
big deal.
He can't hear anything in his headphones. You know why? No? Okay. Why don't you switch headphones?
Sure.
We'll put green on you.
And while you're doing that, this is going to be
break.
So I have kind of what I think is my stupid question of the day, and I know there aren't any stupid questions, but I'm really good at not stupid questions. Oh, you're all set now? Can you hear everything?
I can.
Oh, then I'll save my question.
Great.
If I can remember.
Can we actually, I want to, I'm taking notes, and I'm not taking very good notes, and I'm dying of heat in here, but the reverse mortgage, it was home
Yeah, home equity conversion mortgage. So it's reverse mortgage, HECM. It's an FHA insured product.
Okay.
It's primarily the only product right now in the marketplace. So the negative press that you heard was warranted, as I mentioned, was it wasn't so much product driven, but it was, some of it was, but it was also utilization. Because to your point, Sharon, there were people out there pushing these products on seniors for only a commission sake. They weren't doing a very good job educating the pitfalls of the product, because there are pitfalls of the product. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, some people were taking money out with the product and buying other items such as annuities and double dipping on more commissions and things like that. They didn't have the best interest of the seniors in mind.
We know what happens to those people, right?
Yeah, well, there's been and of course, fortunately, they've been flushed out of the business. You know, for example, at our company, Fairway, if you are a loan officer at Fairway and you want to consult on reverse mortgages, you need to go out to a weekly training, fly out, just to be able to talk about a reverse mortgage. Simply because, and we spend about a week in that training, and the week in the training is talking about the pitfalls, the importance of consultation. So the product is unusual and it's confusing to many people. So the biggest, most important takeaway from this meeting would be, anybody who's interested in a reverse mortgage, take your time, educate yourself, consult your family if you like their advice, consult your financial advisor, consult your accountant, consult an attorney, whoever you trust, whoever your trusted advisor is, bring them in the loop.
Absolutely.
That's really important.
So, question, why would you do that instead of, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I'm foggy this morning.
No worries. That's my husband, Mark. Oh, you've met before.
Hey, Mark.
He just brought me tea because I'm not feeling good. You know that whole thing.
We're
sorry.
Kind of a mess here today, but that's okay.
You see that just come over
me? I did.
Yeah, so I just had to. Sorry about that, Eric. If I just pass out right here, Cindy has it under control.
I'm
don't
good.
You worry about a thing.
I thought it was because the way I was speaking, you were embarrassed for us. So,
no, she was all excited.
Sorry.
So why wouldn't I take out my own home equity loan or a line of credit on my house, on my property? Why would I want to do that, the reverse mortgage, and not that? I'm assuming because what you're telling me is you don't have those mortgage payments and you probably can't afford it if you're going to try and take more money out on your house. But this way, so I explain that how that.
No, it's a great question. And there's no such thing as a black and white answer, because everybody's situation is different.
Okay.
So if you have somebody that does not plan on being in the home very long, do not even consider reverse mortgage, because the closing costs in reverse mortgage are far more extensive than a traditional forward mortgage, because the product is so unique. There are some attributes to the product that have tremendous benefits for people who want to age in place, want to stay in the home a long time. Mm-hmm. If that's not a desire of yours, I wouldn't even consider it, quite frankly, because the costs, like I said, they're very expensive. They're not expensive. The value you get for the cost is worth it. But when you compare it, stack it up to an equity line, Cindy, it's night and day. You can put an equity line in your home with no closing cost at all.
Right.
So it depends on your situation. And we can get into a little bit of how we talk to people and how we go through the discussion to determine if the product makes sense for them. If you wanted to go over now, I think we started with what is it?
Can I ask a question
before
you hop right in? I'm sorry. I mean, because honestly, we are probably going to be all over the place because that's how my mind works anyways, but I'm really excited about this topic because it is something I'm not familiar with. Again, we have Eric Thorbon from Fairway Mortgage here, right here in Marshfield. We had Daniel Mann on from his office as well last week, and you're one of the
branch managers.
Branch managers over there. You guys have been welcoming us with open arms over there. So their office is in Marshfield, but they're servicing seriously all over the place, you know, all of Massachusetts and beyond, right?
Oh, yes, Mass, New Hampshire, Rhode Island.
Yeah, perfect. So these guys are awesome. They have it all going on. One of the things I love is that you do your processing in-house, which is a really, really big thing for our listeners who are probably like, Sharon, what are you talking about? What's the big deal? It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I tried to explain it to people. I was just speaking to a referral the other day, and he was asking about that. And he said, well, why does that matter? And I said, for example, if there's a last-minute problem, not because of the realtor, not because of the mortgage person, just because.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can just talk to our closing person and said, get the docs out and wire the funds. You know, we can look, touch, and smell those people. So that's important, as opposed to a big company where there's a bureaucracy between the person that actually wires the money to closing and the sales force.
Absolutely.
So there is no wall there for us.
Yeah, and that might be another topic that we can talk about another time when we have you guys on. I'm really excited to have you guys as part of everything that's going on with us here, too, because I think that understanding the different types of mortgage companies is really, really important. One of the things that you were talking about, again, 781-837-4900. Jesse is here waiting for your calls. And any question that you have about mortgages or real estate, please feel free to call us this morning. We are taking calls live. We made it in through all of the weather. But when we were talking, and again, I don't know the answer, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but you said maybe it is better for people to do a home equity loan line, whatever. Are those things that you do at Fairway as well, or do you not
do those? So this is what I tell. We do equity lines.
Okay.
But really and truly, without getting too boring, an equity line of credit, you're generally, if you have good equity in your home and good credit, your best bet is a local community bank.
Okay.
And the reason being is their banks, they're chartered to lend in a certain area. They borrow money from the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Right now they're borrowing at zero.
Yeah.
And an equity line is a loss leader for them. Not a loss leader. It makes some money for them.
Yeah.
But they want to put equity lines on the street. So if you have good income, good credit, good equity, we would not advise you to do a line of credit with us. The lines of credits that we provide go up to a high percentage of the loan to value. So for example, someone wants to put 10% down on a home and they want to avoid the PMI. We can do a first mortgage to 80%, an equity line to 90%. Well, that equity line is going to be more expensive because it's going up to a greater percentage of the property value.
Yep.
You call a local bank, they're typically not going to lend more than 80%.
Yeah.
Probably more like 70%. They want to be conservative with where they want to lend. However, if you're in that sandbox, they're going to give you a great deal. No cost, prime minus a half, prime minus one. So when people call us for lines of credit, unless they need something aggressive that we provide as an independent lender, we advise them to go to a local bank.
And that's one of the things, Eric, sorry, you can ask your question too, is when you just said is you have to really educate yourself and really be educated on this and put together a team. And I loved that you said, and this is actually completely unprompted because I walked in here 2 minutes before, what's big at Boston Connect Real Estate for all of us is putting together a team that works for our clients and really helps them through all aspects of everything. It isn't just about real estate. It isn't just about mortgage. It is the insurance, the attorney, all these other aspects. But I think that I feel confident knowing if I sent a client to you regarding a reverse mortgage, if you felt it wasn't the best product line for them, you would absolutely probably send them somewhere else, right?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. No, okay. It's not. We're in this to educate. The reverse mortgage product process is a long, slow educational process, which is fine by me.
Yeah.
When we typically execute a reverse mortgage for a client, that process will include multiple meetings, meetings with the adult children, meetings with the financial advisor, meetings with the trust attorney. It needs a lot of education because it's a very unique product, and most people, as they drive around and conduct their life's business, don't understand it.
Yeah. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, I know you have a question. Do you want to say it right now?
No, I'm
okay. So when we come back, Cindy will ask some of her questions. I'm sorry, Cindy, I'm taking over here today because
I'm
really
so
excited.
Yeah,
we have somebody new,
and I have so many things running through my head.
Let me
ask
him all these questions.
I have comments.
Yeah, and here's one of the other things, too, a quick comment before we go to the break. Again, 781-837-4900. Take a break from that shovel in and come give us a phone call. We have Eric and Cindy here and myself, of course. We also have Mr. Mac McNamara here in the house with us. He just put on some headphones. So if you have a plumbing question, feel free to call with that too. But we're getting close to Valentine's Day. And after having Daniel Mann on last week talking about the veterans and having you on this week talking about seniors, I just have to say that I think of Fairway as a company that lends with a heart. You're lending with a heart. Here we are at Valentine's
Day. Thank you.
Oh, look, you're turning red a little bit. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980. Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. I have Cindy Ford here with me as well, and she is our, what are we calling you now? Our media person at the office, media.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, media director. You're our media director. She's taking care of the radio show and all this other
stuff.
Cindy's a full-time real estate agent, obviously, at Boston Connect Real Estate. We're here on the South Shore servicing all of the South Shore. We have also our co-host today is Eric Thorbon from Fairway Mortgage here in Marshfield. Again, they do service all of the same area. We were just listening to the commercials, and Eric is one of the branch managers over there, and then there's Dave, who is a branch manager as well.
Yep, and Bill Shea.
And Bill Shea. I met Bill briefly. Yeah, so he's just not that into me.
Bill, no, because he's into me.
as we call Bill, Bill's a Plymouthian. He's born and raised in Plymouth. And he does a tremendous, he has a lot of realtor connections down in the Plymouth market.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to, I know I met him quickly when I met him, when I went over to your offices. Great office space, by the way. But you know, we just heard Dave saying in the commercial, so I have to say, like the Harvard guy says, financing.
Financing.
Financing. It's financy.
That must be a Harvard word.
It's a Harvard word. Financing.
Said it twice.
We call financing.
Huh?
Harvard. Yeah. Harvard. Yeah. It's financing.
Yeah. We love you, Dave.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Again, 781-837-4900. That is the number if you have any questions for Eric today regarding reverse mortgages or any type of mortgages, because, hey, sure, you know it all. And if you don't, certainly Dave and Dan do, and Bill.
Yeah.
And Bill.
Sure.
I'll give him some creds, you know. And then Cindy and I can obviously listen, give you some questions about, answer some questions about real estate. Real quick, we have on the phone Bob Gleason. So, Bob, hey, what's going on?
Good morning, Sharon. Listening to your show, it's a great topic. I think it fits a lot of needs for a lot of people. I'm listening intently to learn about it. But I did want to let you know that I was planning on having a seminar this coming Tuesday, February 9th, at the Adams Center, designed for baby boomers and adult children of baby boomers. But the weather does not look all that good for this coming Monday and Tuesday. So I'm going to postpone that until March the 1st. It'll still be at the Adams Center at 7 o'clock, 33 Main Street in Kingston. So I just wanted to get the word out on that, and I'll be adding more commercials about it.
Yeah, that's why we didn't play your commercials this morning, because I did get your text message, so we didn't play your commercial. So we'll just play that again with the new date in there. So
great, that would be wonderful. Thank you very much. And I hope that the people that saw that will still be able to come on March the 1st. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Put that out there on Facebook. Let everybody know.
Right.
All right. Listen in, Bob. And if you have questions about reverse, any questions about reverse mortgages?
Okay. Right now, I don't.
Okay.
I'm just listening right now. But thanks very much for all your help.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. And again, that was Bob Gleason from Boston Connect Real Estate. And he was planning an event that was coming up next week. But we are getting more snow in the forecast. So he just definitely doesn't want people out there driving around in that. So that will be postponed until March 1st. And we have all of his commercials that are playing. All right, Eric, tell us some things about mortgages and the reverse mortgage in the process. What should people... I want a reverse mortgage. Now what?
Well, you want to look into getting a reverse mortgage.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because...
Well, I don't personally, but
right,
if I was 62.
So the reverse mortgage, real quickly, was considered the loan of last resort. And I think that's where a lot of the press came from. Mm-hmm. And there were some issues with the reverse mortgage that have been fixed at the congressional level. One of them was if you had a non-borrowing spouse and the borrowing spouse passes away, the non-borrowing spouse has to move out. That's been fixed. So now you can have a non-borrowing spouse who could be younger, and that was originally one of your questions, Sharon.
Yeah.
They don't have to be 62.
Okay.
And it may limit what the amount of reverse could be because of their age, but nonetheless, they now have the same protection as a borrowing spouse.
What if they turn 62 during the time of...
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the eligibility will be based on the borrowing spouse. So okay, the older spouse, the spouse that's on the loan. So if you have if two spouses, let's say one is 65 and one is 55, the person who's 55 makes them eligible for the reverse mortgage. The other spouse is not borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
They're 55. They're not eligible, but they have the same protection in the event that the borrowing spouse passes away.
Okay.
That's good.
So that's been changed. What else has been a problem with reverse mortgages besides people taking advantage and taking out cash and buying other financial products? And by the way, buying some other financial products can make sense, but we won't get into that.
And too, were they using it sort of as like phantom income, sort of like they got all this money and then it's like, oh, let's take our daughter, Sally, and her three children to Disney and doing sort of things like that with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and then that comes down to individual discipline. So I would argue if you went and got a traditional equity line of credit, like Cindy mentioned, and you take that money and go spend it down the slots, that's a problem too,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
So anytime you don't have financial discipline, it's going to be an issue when you're borrowing.
So do you get a lump sum? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, great question.
Or do you get an allowance?
Okay, it's a great question. So one last thing.
Said that once to me yet.
I am.
What's that?
Great question.
Because I'm so wicked smart.
I'm sorry. I digress. Go.
There's a limitation now on how much you can withdraw at closing. And that is put in place because people were taking all of it and weren't being fiscally responsible.
Exactly.
So now let's talk about the reverse mortgage itself. Most reverse mortgages that people utilize have a combination of a lump sum, if you want it or need it. You can get monthly payments. And there's also a line of credit. And the line of credit is what's caused the reverse mortgage to become a much more viable product for people that aren't just older and may need it because it's the equity in their home is their only source of savings. We're starting to get a lot of clients who are turning 62, have significant assets in IRAs and 401ks, who are still utilizing a reverse mortgage because it's going to allow them to slow down the rate of withdrawal from that bucket. And we'll talk about the buckets in a moment. So it's becoming more of a financial planning tool, as well as for folks who want to age in place and may need the reverse mortgage or the line of credit for future needs that they can't predict, health needs, maybe have to change some of the items in their home to make it more user-friendly, things like that. So to answer your question, Cindy, it depends. There's no such thing as a one-word answer, meaning you don't just get a lump sum.
Okay.
Some people do reverse mortgage, pay off their current lien, do not get any money at closing, do not get a monthly payment, and just let that line of credit grow over time for future needs.
So what happens, unfortunately, if both people now pass away, mm-hmm. and, I don't know, say there's money left in or not left in the line mm-hmm. of credit, or what happens with the children,
I can't. It's not as good as Sharon's questions.
Today.
I mean, Sharon's questions were a little bit better. But
really, yeah. I'm really trying to think of a good one.
because I'm like
that
age. No,
it's really important. One of the reasons why the closing costs are more than a traditional mortgage is because a reverse mortgage is a non-recourse mortgage. That's really, really important. Non-recourse. The heirs get the property, long story short. Now, we can talk about a couple of things. Let's assume for a moment that someone executed a reverse mortgage, stayed in the home a long, long time, used up all the proceeds. Mm-hmm. The balance on the reverse mortgage exceeds the value of the home. Mm. Okay? So we have a home worth $300,000. The reverse mortgage balance is $400,000. The children can just sell the home, and that negative equity is wiped out, because that's why the cost is a little bit more expensive, because there's mortgage insurance built into it to take care of that negative. So the children have just no repercussions whatsoever to the heirs.
Okay.
The children now have...
If that $100,000 is still sitting there, is that what you're saying?
Nope, no. That's okay. That example was if the balance on the reverse mortgage exceeds the value of the home.
Okay.
If there's equity in the home, the children have a couple choices. They can sell the home, take the equity. They can refinance it and buy off the property and stay in the home. It's theirs to do with. They can do what they want with it. And you have a long time to figure that out.
See, and that's great, because I remember, you know, this has been around a long time and, mm-hmm. again, has received a lot of bad press. And I don't know. It's only what I heard. But you thought, like, okay, so the parents pass away and the children don't get the house. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I heard. I'm not saying it was true. But you thought, okay, so you're kind of giving the home back, you know, to the bank. And that's why my parents were going to do this about 11 years ago. And I didn't get educated at all, but I got nervous.
Yeah.
And I bought their house. I refinanced my house and bought their house. Made me feel better at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know, and I didn't know where to turn. Didn't have any information, but I had only heard negative press about it. So that's why we made the decision we did. This is why this is so interesting to me.
And too, I think that we are sort of a culture that is, you know, like Mark, when he grew up, his parents, it's like you buy a house and you just work until you pay it off. And this to me seems like almost like the opposite. It's like, okay, maybe you've paid it off. I mean, what is the majority of the people? Because in my head, I was thinking reverse mortgage, somebody who was looking at one was probably somebody who already had their house paid off. And now you're sitting here saying, well, maybe it's somebody who the value of their house is $400,000 and they still have a lien on the property.
Great question, Sharon.
Thank you.
you need you need equity in the home. There's no doubt about it. The reverse mortgage is not going to lend up to a high percentage of the value of the property. But you're also very, very correct when it comes to the change in mindset from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
Without getting too far upfield on this, the country has a major problem coming its way. And the problem is the number of people turning 62, about 10,000 a day in this country.
Wow.
The number of people that have enough assets to live a lifetime at their level they want to, or a reduced level, but not too reduced, if you know what I mean, is there is not enough assets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the reverse mortgage has been constantly being tweaked at the federal level, because it's going to be needed for the wave of people that want to stay in their home,
mm-hmm.
and want their assets to last a long, long time.
Yeah.
And that's what this product has become, why it's become more prevalent. We feel like, believe it or not, here's a crazy statement. We think there's going to be a time in the future, hopefully not too distant future, where people are going to execute a reverse mortgage just like they get their Medicare card.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to become that popular, but it's going to take a long time for people to understand the why.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a balance left on your mortgage, and you might want to pay that off, and then you won't have that mortgage payment, because potentially, and this is a whole other topic, but potentially what they receive from, you know, their Social Security, they might not be able to afford all of these things because they're not getting enough income. So this helps that area. Or if they have paid off their mortgage, they still might be, I don't want to say living above their means, but they might, with what their income is, they might not be able to afford to fix something in the house, or put a new roof on, or replace the windows or the heating system. Is that like another?
Without a doubt. When we sit down, we talk to people, we use what we call the three bucket explanation. Everybody has three buckets when they retire or when they turn 62. Bucket A is your income. If it's W-2, if you're still working, great. It could be retirement income. It could be pension. Bucket two is your savings, IRAs, 401ks, stocks, bonds. And bucket three is your equity.
Mm-hmm.
The utilization, if you have unlimited resources in bucket two, you're probably not going to talk about a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
If you have good savings, but you're concerned that it may not last till age 95, it's been proven time and time again through, and I'm not going to bore you, but these, they call them Monte Carlo simulations. A Monte Carlo simulation is where financial advisors run example after example of people at different ages, interest rate changes, and how long their money can last. It's been proven about 85% of the time when a reverse mortgage is put into a financial plan, their money lasts longer,
mm-hmm.
and will last through their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's becoming more prevalent with people turning 62, as opposed to, there are still people who are older and may just want to stay in their home and may not have a lot of money in bucket two, and they're going to use bucket three because of health reasons, because of the keep the home, like you mm-hmm. said, Cindy. So it's all a myriad of reasons why you would consider one. But again, it takes a long time to understand how it fits into the big picture. But yes, you're correct. That's why some people do take them. But once you talk about those buckets, I think it opens a lot of eyes for people. Because, for example, and I know I'm jumping all over the place, there are financial advisors who understand the benefit of utilizing bucket C, which is your reverse mortgage, to withdraw money
mm-hmm.
for different items, as opposed to withdrawing from bucket B,
mm-hmm.
because bucket B may be a taxable event,
mm-hmm.
where bucket C is not, because it's deferred interest.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have to crunch some numbers and probably get a little deeper into the financial planning aspect of why it could be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other estate planning benefits and things like that. So again, it's not a one fit for all people.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody should be taking out a reverse mortgage. I hope everybody understands that. That's the message. Just educate yourself on what the benefits could be.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great thing, that you're not just going to, someone comes into you, you're not just going to put them in a reverse mortgage. You're going to look at all their options and have them, hopefully as a family, make the best decision for them moving forward.
We talk more people out of reverse mortgage than we do into it. When I say talk, we don't sell anybody anything.
Yeah.
But when we get through the analysis, more people, often than not, we tell them not to do it. For a different reason.
And I think that's great, because I really feel as if even if, you know, to our listeners out there, if you are considering it and you want more information, I think these are the people to absolutely call, because I feel that at least, why continue to think about it? At least you've done your due diligence, you've made the phone call, you've made the appointment, you've sat down, you've looked over your numbers, especially if you're over 62 years old. There are so many pockets that you need to be thinking about. Again, you know, the show that's on before us, you know, McNamara Money, my brother-in-law, you know, I'm fortunate, I have a financial planner in my family, Mark's oldest brother, you know, to make sure, because so as you're talking about those pockets, by the way, and you said, don't bore me, by the way, Fairway is like bringing up the sexy level on mortgages, in my opinion. I said
Absolutely.
That to Dan last week, right? You guys, it's interesting to us, but what I want to do, we're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, I want you to just level it down a little bit for me. I want you to bring it down, because I want to know, I just want to dissect a few things, because I'm wondering if people are sort of fully understanding how this could be a benefit for them. So we will be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4100 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
Barbecues, parties, reunions, uninvited guests. Rid yourself of biting bugs with Ehrlich's Mosquito and Tick Control Program, a barrier between you and them that lasts for 30 days per application. Fight the bite. Call Ehrlich, formerly Watchall, your local pest control expert, 781-331-9022.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate for with Cindy Ford. Mm-hmm. Easy for me to say. I haven't been feeling that great, but I am here and I'm live. We have Cindy Ford with us. We have Mark McNamara, who's taken a little sidebar here, brought me my tea this morning. And of course, we have our one and only Eric Thorbon from Fairway Mortgage. And we're thrilled to have him. And as we were saying last week with Daniel Mann, you know, it's a big thing, a big deal for us to let, you know, we're sort of a tight bunch over there at Boston Connect Real Estate, because we want the best of the best for our clients. And it looks like Fairway's proven their point with me. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty a tough nut to
sort
of crack. Yeah, right?
And I say, you've got to go to Sharon. Good luck with that. Good luck.
Yeah, but again, you know, thank you again to Fairway for our WATD listener who was a veteran who listened to our show last week. And all the money that you guys give and support is just amazing. But he went over to your office this week and you guys were able to help him out.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome.
Oh, it's great. And I'm going to this is going to sound like a love-in, but I'll say this too. I've been doing this for 25 plus years, and there are some very good realtors out there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of not very good realtors out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some horror shows. I've had some transactions come across my desk where it was referred, the client was maybe referred to me by a friend or a relative, and there was a realtor on the transaction, and some issues would come up with the deal,
mm-hmm.
and the realtor would call frantic, just trying to slam the transaction to closing, even though it wasn't the best thing for the buyer.
Yeah.
They couldn't care less. It was so transparent, all they were chasing was a commission. And mm-hmm. I will say this to all the listeners out there,
mm-hmm.
you guys care. And that's a minority. There's some very mm-hmm. good realtors, but they're not mm-hmm. the majority. They are the minority. So you guys are one of them. So if you're looking for someone you can trust,
uh-huh.
call these guys.
Look at that. Oh, we didn't even prompt
that. We didn't even
that. Yeah.
do anything.
And
for
I would
that.
Say, yeah, we're fortunate actually on the South Shore. There are definitely a lot of great real estate mm-hmm. agents and realtors out there. And you know, one of the things is I'm on the grievance committee for our board, and there aren't a lot of cases anymore. And that's because
good.
Everybody is trying to step it up a bit. And you know, it goes that way with every industry. I had two horror shows last year, two with loan officers, and it's one of those things where we go to our clients and we try to offer them the best of the best, and you know, they have a friend of a friend of an uncle, so we know how that all goes. But it is a love fest. We're putting together a great team for everybody, and I think it's working out perfectly. So I'm really, really happy about this coupling here with Fairway Mortgage and Boston Connect Real Estate. I want to sort of bring things down again. I hate to say dumb it down, because I'm dumbing it down for me, because you know, I didn't go to Harvard like Dave did.
You didn't know how to say financing.
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 So I have a little problem with my financing. but at least I can say financing. No problem. It's financing, Dave. again,
we love
if you
Dave.
If you have a question, you know, he's probably not even going to want to have anything to do with me after this. 781-837-4900. Jesse is manning the phones. If you have any questions about reverse mortgages, please call us, because we have Eric here who is going to be able to answer all of your questions. I have had my doubts until you know, now. So let's bring it down. I own a house. I'm 62 years old. I'm married. I have somebody who's 55 years old. The value of my house is $500,000. I owe $250,000 on it. I'm then getting a reverse mortgage for, $250,000 to pay off my mortgage. Why bother?
Great question. So again, when you say why bother, everybody has to answer these questions. What are your goals? How long do you want to live in the home? So let's assume now, let's take it one step further. You want to be there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you want to age for a long period of time. Under that scenario, let's assume that we walk through the process and you now want to execute a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay off the current lien.
Yep.
Now there's no longer payments required on that lien.
Mm-hmm.
And let's assume for a moment that you still have income coming in,
mm-hmm.
in bucket A,
yep.
and you still have some money in retirement in bucket B. You don't want anything else at closing. So now the rest of that money, let's call it $50,000, because you mentioned a $200,000 lien.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a $250,000 reverse mortgage. And mm-hmm. by the way, that's probably a pretty accurate number on a home worth $500,000, because the non-borrowing spouse is so young.
Mm-hmm.
The older you are, the higher percentage of the home you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Because like an insurance product, it's assumed the younger you are, the longer you're going to be in the home, and that interest is going to accrue over time.
Mm-hmm.
So that balance is going to grow over time. So that's why on reverse mortgage, there's a smaller number.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to stop? Do you want to finish that thought, or should we take the call from John from Marshall? We'll take the call. Hey, yeah. John.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your question?
Just curious if, I can... jump off if you want, but I was just curious, on a home equity line of credit, I understand a reverse mortgage, but is there a reverse mortgage home equity or equity line of credit as well?
There is.
Stay on the line, John, too, just in case other questions come
okay.
up here.
So, John, because I mentioned a line of credit, and I believe that's what you're referring to. So let's just... This example that Sharon started with would be a good segue into explain how the line of credit works.
Okay.
Let's assume for a moment now we paid off the $200,000 lien,
mm-hmm.
and then there's $50,000 left over because that was the eligible principal limit, as we call it.
Okay, so you paid off the $200,000 lien. Correct. And there was $50,000 left over.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, as you let's assume for a moment that you did not need any other money at closing.
Okay.
That $200,000 lien is going to grow over time because you're not making payments on it, but there is interest charged on that line, that lien. So
got
that
it.
200, let's say we jump forward in 10 years, that balance could be 300,000.
Okay.
The $50,000 you
that aggressive?
Left,
that aggressive?
Oh,
in 10 years?
It doesn't necessarily have to be that aggressive. I'm just for conversation's
sake. Of argument.
Mm-hmm. The $50,000 that you did not utilize was in the line of credit. Mm-hmm. That line of credit is also going to rise with the same interest rate over time. So in 10 years, when you have a $300,000 balance, you'll probably be looking at a $100,000 line of credit available to you that you can now possibly use. Your needs may change at that point in time. Maybe there's some health issues. Maybe there's something else you want to do. But that line of credit is why the product has changed so dramatically over the last 5 years, because now that grows over time. So let's say in 10 years, God forbid something happens, you don't have the ability to finance. Maybe bucket A, there's no income coming in bucket A anymore. So you don't qualify for an equity line of credit, or you don't qualify for a traditional forward mm-hmm. mortgage. Now that line of credit can be utilized.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there an extreme cost to access that? Or
there's no, once the cost, all the cost of the reverse mortgage is taken care of up front. Again, much more expensive than a traditional forward mortgage, but that's because this line of credit can rise over time. In 15 years, it could be $200,000 line of credit. So to answer your question is no, that line of credit is on there for you to use. And if you chose, let's assume for a moment that a year down the road, 5 years down the road, you're a financial advisor or you determine that it may be beneficial to get a tax write-off, you can make interest payments on the reverse if you choose to. You can send a check in, or you could use that line of credit, John. Let's say you used it in year two, and now maybe you need a temporary money until, say, a pension kicked in. You can pay that back and still have that line of credit rolling forward forever, for as long as you're in the home.
Okay, cool.
So, and then too, John, thank you so much for calling in too, by the way. This is great that we have, you know, people who are, because I'm not sure if I'm asking the right questions, so thank you so much for helping me out here. So, Eric, that initial $200,000, you've paid off your home, so now you don't have to worry about that payment. So maybe you are still 62 and working, and that extra money, you know, the money that you were paying to go towards your mortgage, you could sort of be squirreling that away in other investments and other things that are probably getting a greater rate of return, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. And then, or your cash flow is going to be lower at age 63, mm-hmm. and instead of withdrawing money out of bucket two, which possibly could be taxed because it may have been a qualified plan,
you can
utilize the lack of mortgage payments to minimize the withdrawals from your retirement plans.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. I thank you for explaining it.
Thank you again, John, for calling in. And again, Eric, these guys are great. And I don't know if you listen to my show every week. You know how transparent I am and how emotional I get, because the people that are here are the people I trust. So they wouldn't be here. So maybe a consultation one-on-one would be a great idea for you and other listeners out there as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a good day, both of you.
Thanks, John.
Have a great day.
You too.
So the other thing I'm thinking here is that, okay, so that's the doorbell. That just gives me 5 minutes left. I can't even believe that. That gives me the opportunity just to talk about real estate for a minute. Again, I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. We're servicing all of the local areas, Norwell, Hingham, Cohasset, Marshfield, Pembroke, Duxbury. We're all over the place here, and we actually branch out. We have 40 agents now. We're in Rainham, Quincy, East Bridgewater. We are all over the place. So if you are looking for someone to help you buy a house, we are the people to tap into. Cindy and I both work as full-time agents. We are listing agents, buyer's agents as well, and doing open houses this weekend. So several of the properties will be on bostonconnect.com. You can find all the open houses this weekend. If you can't get in, I heard there might be a football game or something happening on Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Football game?
No. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Something.
Patriots aren't playing, no.
So there's some commercials playing on Sunday, as far as I'm concerned. And If you can't get in this weekend and you want a private showing of any open houses that you can't make it to this weekend, please give us a call, 781-826-7300 or 781-826-8000 and ask for Sharon McNamara or Cindy Ford, and we will be able to assist you in your quest to look for a new home. And it's busy out there right now. You guys busy?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I had two things go under agreement this week. It was crazy. I had one house that went under on the market on a Friday and basically had already had home inspection. And we're like ready to sign PNS now.
Awesome.
Right in a week. Before we forget, because we only have a few more minutes, Eric, can you just give everybody your information of how they can get in touch with you and the best way to find out more about you and your products?
Absolutely. We're right in here at Marshfield. We're on One Proprietor's Drive, which is right down the street above the tavern restaurant.
Behind Roach Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking of the office phone number because I always give out my cell phone, which is absolutely crazy. So it's 781-536-4172 is the office line.
Okay.
You can call in. But as I said, we're right here in Marshfield. And if you have any questions, comments, just give a call and we can chat about it.
And we'll make sure that we get all of his information on online. And if you call me on my cell phone, 781-294-4848, I'll give you Eric's cell phone number. So don't worry about that. Sin, how can people get in touch with you?
781-367-4419, and I'll give them your cell phone number.
I can give my cell phone if you'd like to.
You're feeling the pressure, aren't you?
No.
It's our WATD listeners. Like, this is our family.
Oh,
like,
good. Yeah. I wasn't sure. 339-788-0213.
All right, great. So people can call you or text you, certainly. So again, we had Eric Thorbon from Fairway Mortgage here with us again today. We were talking about reverse mortgages, and it's been a great show, and we have just a minute. In synopsis, what would you say in 1 minute why people should consider this and how you can help them?
If you want to stay in your home for a long time, you owe it to yourself to educate yourself. Doesn't mean you have to take one out, but you should know about the benefits of a reverse mortgage because it's an excellent fit to a long-term plan if the situation is right. So just, it's all about education.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, too, as we were talking as well, that prompted me, too, is there is, you know, the generation that we see, like probably I'm guessing, you know, John from Marshfield, maybe his age. You don't really want to call your children and ask them for any assistance either. Right. There's that pride of, you know, mom and dad are always there for, you know, the kids. You know, that sandwich generation, you know, you're taking care of your kids, you're taking care of your parents and all these other things. But one of the things that we're seeing and we're going to be doing more shows on this year is, you know, the longer you're in your home and then as you're getting older, you know, you need different capabilities of, you know, maybe wheelchair accessibility. Mark does a lot with plumbing and he just did one for one of my clients where he put in a built-in like stand-up shower with all kinds of grab bars and, you know, he's, you know, the man's, you know, a little heavier. So Mark was like, he's like, honestly, the house is coming down before the grab bars in the shower. So this would be a good line to be able to do, you know, to have that money to make those adjustments, right?
Exactly. Ramps and those are the type of things that are unplanned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there for you and you don't have to worry about it if you're not eligible to finance at that time. And that's why it's so good. And the one thing we didn't talk about maybe another time is the HECM for purchase.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are leaving the family home. They have no mortgage on it. They have a ton of cash. They're thinking about buying a new property with cash only. Some people now are using half that cash to buy a home with a reverse mortgage, no mortgage payments, and using the other half of cash and keep it in retirement. Use it. Maybe you can buy more of a home. So the heck of a purchase for people 62 or older is now becoming much more popular.
Does it have to be a primary home? Or can it be
has to be a primary home. Absolutely.
So will you promise? I know that I'm probably asking you guys to come on too much, but I would love to have you come on and we'll just have one full show on maybe that versus conventional, and maybe we can get into, you know, second
homes
and income
new
properties.
It's only about around 5 years.
Well, I think that that's great. Again, thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you for having me.
Thorbon from Fairway Mortgage. We really appreciate you being here and everything that you do for Boston Connect Real Estate. Cindy, as always.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And
I'm
have a great weekend. And Jesse's giving me the go. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.